Earnings out from Southwest Airlines. The earnings were good. The outlook, well, who knows? I mean, who has a crystal ball that can see in the future? And Southwest says theirs is fairly murky. In fact, they're going to cut some capacity. The stocks are kind of holding up, though, after the numbers. Bob Jordan, CEO of Southwest Airlines, joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, it's good to be here as always, and let's talk about it.
We're going to get you a bigger plate because your plate has always been full, it seems like, since you stepped in there. So,
that's the airline industry. There's always something up, that's for sure.
So tell me about right now. It's the domestic. But the thing is, this is not new. It seems like it was January, February when the phones just kind of stopped ringing for a while.
Well, I'll tell you what, we had a really, really good first quarter. Great execution. I mean, terrific operation. We beat our cost plan handily.
Sure.
We had revenues on the high side of the industry. Our initiatives are all on track. So I'm really proud of the execution in the first quarter. We're going to take that right into the second quarter. Biggest thing, though, is, kind of late January, first week of February, we really started to see the domestic leisure business began to fall off. So from what we thought in January to the end of the quarter, the first quarter fell off about 3% of our revenues, and the second quarter from that same period from January to today has fallen off about 6 points. So that's a huge decline, and it's gonna relate to all the economic uncertainty out there. You know, when it's uncertain, people fall back, they wait to make decisions. So I think that's the big impact of the tariffs, is it's just slowing the economy down, and in particular it's slowing the consumer down because they're just uncertain.
Yeah, and that business, they tend to plan ahead, whereas corporate is sort of spur of the moment. How is business travel?
Well, you know, what's interesting is corporate travel is holding up. Obviously, government travel is down, as you've seen with some of the things going on in D.C.
Maybe even
local government. But business travel generally has slowed down. Now, if consumer weakening persists longer and longer, then ultimately businesses always react. They begin to cut CapEx and spending. They cut their travel, those kinds of things. We have not seen that yet at any large scale. But if the consumer weakness persists, you know, I think that we will. But no, this is the most, I'll tell you, this is the most uncertain demand environment that I've seen since COVID.
So what elasticity do you have? You know, we've talked, on and off for a couple of years about the battles with Boeing. I mean, new 737s, and they're behind delivery. Everybody knows that, and it's all backed off. Does this play to your benefit right now that there's some airplanes that you really don't need right now that you don't have to take?
Well, you know, Boeing is obviously far behind our original delivery schedules. So we're planning to far lower numbers. You know, they were going to get us something in the 90 to 95 aircraft range this year, and right now we're planning to 38. Boeing, however, is doing really well. So I'm seeing big improvements in the quality, big improvements in their manufacturing. And so I think Boeing will actually deliver more like 50 planes this year to us versus the 38. So I'm proud of the progress at Boeing. I mean, we need to see more, but I really think that they're on the right track.
But do you need those airplanes?
You know, we for right now, we do not. If we have excess aircraft, we will likely, turn around and look perhaps to sell them into the market. The secondary aircraft market is very, very strong right now. But no, what we're actually doing is because of the demand weakness, we're actually cutting capacity in the third quarter and the fourth quarter about a point and a half each. And we already had low capacity for the year, which, we'll come in right at the 1% range. So I think that's exactly where you want to be positioned, given the weakness. The good thing for Southwest Airlines is we have an entire portfolio of initiatives that we're executing, some cost, a lot of those revenues. So, we've got, we're going to be selling a new basic fare next month. We've got bag fees coming. We've got flight credits that expire. We're changing kind of the way you burn your points in the Rapid Rewards program. So a lot of revenue generating initiatives that, to be honest, they're available only to Southwest because other airlines are already doing this. So in the backdrop of the weakness, the fact that we've got revenue initiatives that others do not have, I think that's a terrific place to be. And it's unique the Southwest Airlines.
So you've also got all these changes that are taking place too, sort of like other airlines have already had, but I know you're not going to use, you know, Bags No Longer Fly Free as a marketing tool necessarily, except for maybe some of your members, your legacy members. But the other things I would think could be used as a marketing tool, you know, assigned seats, more leg room, that sort of thing.
You'll start to see that right now. So there are a lot of campaigns that'll start to really educate our customers about the changes that are coming, especially assigned seating and now the ability to access premium extra legroom section. So the job one is to educate our customers about what is coming their way and about what is really happening. So obviously a lot of our customers, especially those that fly a lot, the new world is actually better for them because they'll still have free check bags or bag. They'll have early access to the new seat map to pick a seat, those kinds of things. So making sure that they really understand the world that's coming here in the third quarter. And then longer term, we will we'll be talking to our customers and potential customers about where we're headed. This is not the end. Southwest right. Airlines is going to keep adding products that our customers want. We're going to keep adding more and more destinations that they want to fly to. So the changes that you're seeing right now, while they're huge for Southwest, it's not the end. It's just the beginning.
You know, I'm curious about the logistics of taking hundreds of airplanes and reconfiguring them. Are there airplanes that are flying right now with this new layout, the new extra legroom?
Not yet. We just got it approved and certified. So the first aircraft will go through the retrofit actually next week on April the 30th.
How long does that take and how many planes can you do at a time?
You know, it's amazing because you have to move the seats around and where you have power in the seat back, you have to move that. You have to move the units above your head that, you know, the air conditioning comes through. It's very complex. And they're able to do that whole thing in one overnight.
Wow. So how many planes can be done in a day? Just one?
No, we have a number of lines of maintenance that we're running. The main thing is all of our fleet will be reconfigured in time when this, the new extra legroom and assigned seating begins to operate in the first quarter of 2026. So we have plenty of time. Wow. And the entire fleet will be converted by then.
All right. So you guys have been through a period where everything's on the table. You've been relooking at everything. You've slimmed down, you've cut some costs, you've made some changes to the way the airline operates. How far does that go? Have you looked at any, you know, maybe smaller airplanes, Embraers or 220s for some of your routes, or for that matter, you know, you're flying some international in Hawaii. Would you look at larger airplanes, twin aisle equipment?
Well, I think job one is to implement all of these initiatives that we put on the table, you know, as of today. They're worth a lot. So the value of the initiatives incrementally in 2025 alone is $1.8 billion. It's $4.3 billion in 2026. So getting that done. But that was my point. We're not stopping here. We want to keep meeting the needs of our customers, potential new customers. And, that's going to take continuing to evolve in terms of the products that we sell and that we offer, continuing to evolve in terms of our network and where we can take you to. Not ready to, share all that today. But we're going to keep evolving here at Southwest Airlines.
That's what we in the radio business. That's what we call a tease. I'll stay tuned for that.
It is a tease.
So we teased a lot. We teased about DFW for a long time. Is that still on the table?
It is. It is. It's just it's going to take the new terminal, and it's several years away. But no, we are absolutely still interested in a modest number of gates at DFW.
And just, at the risk of a tease, a little further up US 75, McKinney evidently really is entertaining the thought of some commercial flying. That's sort of a love field type situation up there, isn't it?
It is. We've taken a strong look at McKinney, and you know, you never say never, but for right now, it just doesn't make sense for Southwest. But you never know one day. But no, we've taken a strong look there, and it just, it's not something that is currently on the list.
Well, it's fluid. I maybe we'll talk before 3 months from now. But 3 months from now, I hope we're still not tossing around the word uncertainty as we do have to today. Bob Jordan's the CEO of Southwest Airlines. Good to spend some time with you again, sir.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. And yeah, maybe next time we talk, uncertainty won't be the word of the day. Yeah. We can all hope that.
We'll lose the un. Right. We'll lose the un part. For more of our conversation,
right.
Go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.